After the huge success of The Godfather in 1972, Al Pacino could literally do anything that he wanted. So in 1973, he starred in two movies, one with Gene Hackman called Scarecrow, and the other with legendary director Sidney Lumet called Serpico. Prior to Serpico, Sidney Lumet had directed countless number of films, even being nominated for his directorial debut, 12 Angry Men. Lumet was known for directing stories of honest people overcoming a system. Serpico was no different. Based on the true story of a New York policeman, Frank Serpico, who discovers honesty is not expected to be a part of his job. The movie starts with cuts between Serpico being injured on a stretcher and being sworn in as a police officer. It's an effective way of storytelling where Serpico doesn't even say a word within the first 5 minutes, but we understand this is not what he signed up for. The movie is paced incredibly well. Sidney Lumet directs us and takes us on this ride as we see Serpico's rise up the ranks of the police system to the point where he's making arrests of rapists and junkies, and his fellow cops are like, hey, give me the collar. I had to look what the collar meant. So it's slang for arrest. So they're basically asking Serpico to give up his arrest so they don't have to do paperwork. We also get a sense of Serpico's style here. He doesn't wear a uniform, he has a beard, wears shades, rides motorcycles, and he's sort of a hopeless romantic. His fellow officers and co-workers end up making fun of him. One of the quotes that I found was, "You look like an asshole with dentures, shave your mustache." Serpico always wanted to be a cop, it was his dream job. Other officers are offering him bribes constantly. He never takes money. Never does what they say, because he knows what's right. Doing what Serpico believes in, and what the shield stands for, and what doing the right thing, leads him down a path of anxiety. He can't trust anybody that he works with, and he's constantly watching his back. It really leaves him with no choice but to wonder, is being a cop worth it? This is an intense character study that I found relevant and heartbreaking. Serpico is so likable. Pacino plays him with ease. Pacino will be remembered most by playing flawed characters like The Godfather and Scarface, but in Serpico, he gives a brilliant performance of a man who is honest, giving, compassionate, and just wants to do the right thing. This is a brand new 4K restoration from Kino Lorber that is scanned from the original 35mm print. A wonderful cover here, the original poster, and the disc has the same thing. You have a 4K disc and a Blu-ray disc, which is nice. The 4K disc only contains commentary for special features. The special features on the Blu-ray, though, include the commentary, a Sidney Lumet featurette, an Al Pacino featurette, a Serpico featurette from reel to reel, an Inside Serpico's featurette, and some favorite moments, photo galleries, and a theatrical trailer. So a lot of great supplemental features into this release. I had watched Serpico about 10 years ago, and I didn't really care for it too much, but this viewing, it was like a different movie. I thought this movie was very relevant to today's society. I didn't feel like I was watching Pacino, where you see him in like movies like Heat or Son of the Woman, the hoo-ah. He wasn't over the top, like in Scarface. He was just a regular guy doing the right thing, and Pacino plays it perfectly. Lumet's direction is top-notch. Sidney Lumet is one of my favorite directors. You know, movies like Network, Dog Day Afternoon, again with Pacino. He was really great in the 70s. Pacino was right there with him. So I'd recommend Serpico for anybody that's a fan of 70s cinema, Al Pacino, Sidney Lumet, or any crime drama. This is a fantastic movie that holds up, and it's a deep character study. Have you guys seen Serpico? Let me know below your thoughts. Did you pick up this Kino Lorber 4K? Let me know in the comments below. Be sure to like the video and subscribe. And as always, this has been Return of the Disc. I'm Dan. For more Return of the Disc, visit returnofthedisc.com. Check out the audio version of today's show, available on all major podcast platforms. And be sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel. I'm Alan Arkush, the acclaimed director of cult classics, Hollywood Boulevard, Rock and Roll High School, and Heartbeeps comes this raucous musical comedy that invites you to get crazy and say goodbye to your brain. Has a massive cast. Malcolm McDowell, Alan Gorwitz, Daniel Stern, Gail Edwards, and Miles Champion, to name a few. For 1983, this is 92 Minutes. Get Crazy. Get Crazy plays like a comic, like a cartoon. And there's outrageous comedy here. There's outrageous special effects. There's details. There's smoke coming out of people's ears that are smoking joints. We have Malcolm McDowell playing a rock legend, Reggie Wanker, with a firework crotch. It's an absurd comedy. Alan Arkush, I gotta say, he pulls it off. Daniel Stern plays the stage manager who has to keep in line all of these acts that are coming in for New Year's and do crowd control and manage a lot of things. There's a lot of drug use, a lot of wacky stuff going on here. It's just, it's an absurd, cartoonish, but fun comedy. I mean, I didn't feel the time at all. It was 92 minutes, but it felt like everything was going so fast. What an experience. I don't know how else to really define it. You know, I bought this blind bought this from Kino Lorber on a sale. Didn't have any of the expectations. Had read it had a new 2K master from Alan Arkush. And I really enjoyed Rock and Roll High School and Hollywood Boulevard before this. And I love Joe Dante's films as well. Get Crazy is one of those cult movies that's more of a niche that blends styles from like Streets of Fire and Rocky Horror Picture Show together, creating its like its own wacky tone. And if you're gonna make a musical comedy, you have to have great music. And Get Crazy has great music, blending genres from blues, jazz, rock, psychedelic. Get Crazy is one of those films that is just an experience more so than trying to be anything else other than that. It's just pure entertainment. So go in with that kind of mindset, you're going to have a great time and Get Crazy. Now this Blu-ray from Kino Lorber is a brand new 2K master approved by director Alan Arkush. There's nice commentary here by director Alan Arkush and filmmaker Eli Roth. A documentary, The After Party with Cast and Crew. Fan fiction with No Dogs in Space. Featurette, which whatever that is, but that sounds cool. There's just a lot of special features here. Trailers from Hell with Alan Arkush, which is the Joe Dante show. Three music videos. You're getting a boatload of special features here with this Blu-ray. Highly recommend it for that alone. And if you're a Alan Arkush fan, Joe Dante fan, any of that Roger Corman era, try Get Crazy. Have you guys seen Get Crazy? Let me know in the comments below your thoughts. And as always, this has been Return of the Disc. I'm Dan.